Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from ChuckChat.com coming to you with episode 11 for the 11th of August, season 7 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. Hopefully, you're listening to all the other podcasters on the Mega Mondo Super Whole World Universal feed. Oh, man, it is Friday and it couldn't have come soon enough. This has been a very long week. We finally got that website project launched for what we call the soft launch, sort of an internal, not public, but a few people can try it out and give us their feedback release. It is in production. After scratching it together into test yesterday and writing down all the instructions of things we missed a couple more because nobody really heard my pleas for help on yesterday's call, of course, to let me know what tables needed data and what applications needed exporting and what plugins needed installing. Nope, did my best to figure it out and missed a couple of steps. But we got that clarified today. And by the status call at 2 p.m., test was given a green light, and we just continued to go to production. And about an hour later, we had everything in production. So I am happy on that front. A couple things that do have me frustrated today, though. One is the work on Podcasting for Dummies just doesn't seem to stop. We keep getting notes from our editor. Hey, can you look at this? Hey, where's that? Did you send me this? It's like, yeah, we sent you that like back in frickin' May, and you never turned anything around. So I don't want to say too much bad, but T and I are a little frustrated at this point. And if it gets much beyond this, we're going to turn matters over to our agent and say, you know, deal with this. Who knows? Maybe there will be if they screw it up too bad, maybe there'll be a fourth edition coming out in 6 months. That'd be nice to get some more money for less work. But, you know, we poured a lot of time in this. We've been on time. And the message we got today is there's the book is divided into six sections. And there's these little one-page things that are between each section. And she said, well, I didn't get those. And I said, yes, you did. We sent them in a zip file on this date. And we sent the four of the six on this date. And we said, two more on this date. You have them. You never turned them around. I think you lost them. I didn't accuse her of losing them, but it was very frustrating because this isn't the first time this has happened. And, you know, it just, things seem to be. So tonight, T and I, like usual, put our nose to the grindstone and got it done. We sat down, we cranked out the content, and 45 minutes later, it was done. So just kooky crap like that. This is not normal process, from what I understand. But that got me a little perturbed. And then going back and forth with meetup.com, we're trying to use meetup.com to organize PIY, podcast it yourself, October 28th here in Phoenix, Arizona, if everything goes right. But I've been using meetup.com, and I said, hey, do you have tiered pricing? Nope. What do you suggest? Well, we suggest using the contributions. Well, there's a little button on every meeting. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. It says chip in. And you punch the chip in button, and it comes up with $10, $15, $25, and $50. And I asked yesterday. Their support is via email. They don't have anybody for phone support. I explicitly asked that, and they said, nope, we're 30 people supporting 30 million users. I said, okay, I get this. But their turnaround time is like 24 hours or worse. I sent my response in yesterday. I said, okay, as a consumer, I click chip in, and it gives me these arbitrary amounts. I don't know what they're for. So as the producer, as the host, as the person putting on this meetup, can I put some instructions on there, say, this is what you get for $10. This is what you get for $15. This is what you... And do I have the ability to change those from 10, 15, 25, and 50 to just maybe 15 and 25? You know, maybe I just want to do two. What I got today was just aggravating because the person responded back and said, hi, this is so-and-so. You would address this to this other person. We'll call her Mary. Mary writes back and says, you had responded to Jean. Jean is out today, so I'll take your response. She copy and pasted the content from the help page that I'd already read that Jean had pointed me to in the first place. I said, this is no help. I hope I wasn't a little short, but I wanted to make my point that I am frustrated at the turnaround time on this.
I am anxious because I need to get this thing put together and socialized. You did not answer my question. You simply copy and pasted what was on the website. I said, I feel like somebody who's trying to open a store. People are lined up at the door and I can't get the cash register to work. So I can't open the door until the cash register works. And they want to buy something. I've got like 26 people in this group. And we haven't done anything except put it on meetup.com. And I said, if I don't get answers to my two questions, can I adjust the amounts and can I indicate what the amounts are for, in the next, by first thing Monday morning, I will be forced to request a full refund and take my business elsewhere. I'll go to Eventbrite. I don't even care. It's just, this kind of service is enough to turn me off. When I like somebody's service, I really tell them about it and I promote the heck out of it. I will become an advocate for them. When I get crap like this, it makes me not even want to deal with them anymore. Unfortunately, we have to use meetup.com for our meetups at work. And now it's just going to stick in my thorn. It's going to be like drinking cough syrup that tastes nasty every time. So that's got me a little perturbed. There's something else that I can't go into today that's work-related, but I'll leave that to see how it develops later in the month. On with the C&D story. I read one out of order when I gave you those two last night, and I should have put this one in. I mentioned in a previous one that my parents were going out of town, and my sister A, who was 18 at the time, was going to be the only other person in the house. Well, here is what happened. This is from April 27th at 1320 Eastern Time. The subject is T-I-R-E-D. I am very tired. I can't even seem to hold my fingers off the keys. You. Saturday, game D came to the rink, the roller rink where I worked, and we went back to my house. I lucked out in many ways that night. First, we were up until 4:30 holding each other. Realizing it was too late to send her to her friend's house, where she was supposed to be staying, I let her stay at our house. Second, I was in charge. My parents weren't home. The only other person in the house was my sister A. I was trying to find a way to tell her why D was at our house when... trying to tell her at our house when I woke up only after 4 hours of sleep. No need. A had got scared because her old boyfriend came over drunk. She went to her new boyfriend's house and stayed there. Now, Donna remembers this story a lot better than I do. She put herself right in harm's way and like laid hands on Audrey's drunk boyfriend and told him to get out. I do not remember that, so she's really the hero in this story. The tables had turned on me, so I was kind of scared of going, hey, how am I going to explain why my girlfriend is over but the tables had turned for me. I wasn't on A's blackmail list, but she was begging me not to tell Mom and Dad about her, because obviously she had left the house and stayed with her boyfriend, so I was in the clear. D and I went to church and then out to breakfast, watched TV all afternoon, and then she had to head home to Chatham to study. I, on the other hand, had to go play roller soccer. I got to the rink and found that not all the players had shown. Back to the house we're studying. I studied from 7, which in parentheses says after Star Trek, until 11 and then fell asleep. When I woke up, it was 6:15 and I couldn't get back to sleep. Now I'm beat. I have to get some rest this afternoon. After all, my work from last week is done. After all my work from last week is done. Whew, I'm tired now. I can barely read my old story. McCoy out. P.S. I count that as a D&C story. So there you go. There's your story for today. I apologize for skipping over that one and the terrible narration. I really do need to read through these one or two times beforehand. I will get you more. And it's going to be interesting because next week we head up to Wyoming. So I'm going to have to bring some of these on the road and read them to you there somehow. Until then, take care. Have fun. Thanks for listening.